Yes, hi, good afternoon. My name is Claudia. I'm calling you from Opinion Research from a public opinion survey for Fresno County. I'm looking for Joseph. Is this you?
Yes.
Joseph, basically, we are basically looking forward to see if you could kindly give us your opinion on some vote for Fresno County. Would that be okay with you?
Some what for Fresno County?
Sir, we're looking forward to see if you're able to register for, to vote for Fresno County. And we're looking forward to see if maybe you could give us some type of, survey here for Fresno County.
Oh, I am registered to vote.
Okay, great. And, of course, I would like to ask you a few questions if that will be okay with you so we could continue with the survey.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Now I understand. Go right ahead.
Okay, so on March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislatures of elections for county offices will also be on March primary ballots. I know that a long way off, but what we're doing is a chance for your voting on the March primary. Are you almost certain to vote? Will you primarily vote or have the 50-50 that you are will be voting or think that you?
Yes. I definitely be voting. I'm just not used to California holding a primary in March. It used to be pushed way back to June.
Okay, I see. Like I said, we're just getting some type of, surveys right here, so it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to go along with those dates. This is just what we have on our list here, but it's okay. I understand. And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for presidents and state offices that skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote our chances 50-50, or do you think that you will vote for those offices? Almost certain?
Vote for every candidate and ballot proposition on the ballot. I never miss anything.
All right, so you are most certainly going to vote, right?
100%. I vote for everything. I don't miss anything on the primary.
Okay, I see. And what is the year that you were born, Joseph?
1979.
1979. Okay. And let's see here. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latin descent?
Nope.
Okay. So let's see here. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or a specific Islander, Marshall? You would say white?
Yeah.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right directions, or?
Thank you, Ramon.
Sorry if you're sitting out here.
No. I got it. All right. Thanks. Okay. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Okay. So generally speaking, do you think that the things in Fresno are going in the right directions, or do you feel that things have gotten off out of control at the wrong track?
Well, honestly, I think that overall, I felt a little bit more safe in Fresno. I'd say that that it's on the right track, but we still need a lot of improvement.
Okay, I see.
Generally on the right track, but still need a lot of improvement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. Okay, so I'm going to read a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you to deciding that vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Okay, well, which one of the most important decisions for voting for Fresno County Supervisors? Parental rights in education, housing affordably, public infrastructures like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, water policy, inflation of cost of living, public safety and crimes, homelessness, or others? What is it that is most concerning?
Probably the issues that are really affecting Fresno right now would probably be, inflation and cost of living, and also, things have been, like I said, in a general right direction, but we still have a ways to go in order to get this violent crime, especially this, this drug problem. Get drugs off the streets of Fresno. That's becoming an increasing problem.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, I see. Okay, so now I'm going to read the names of the some of the public figures, and I'd like to rate the filling tours, each of one, very affordable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have an opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Okay. Will you say, yes, will you say you have a very favorable or some favorable or somewhat unfavorable for favorite opinions? This is going to be for Joe Biden, very favorable or somewhat favorable.
That is
Joe Biden.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is. Okay, I see.
Gary Brandfield? Somewhat favorable.
Okay, somewhat favorable. Okay, so Steve Bondo? How do you say?
Say the name again?
Yes, that's Steve Broden.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, I see. All right. So, and what about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, I see.
And
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, all right. And Paul Dickton.
Who?
Paul Dickton?
Yes. I'm not familiar with him personally, but I think that I'd give him a somewhat favorable rating.
Okay. All right. And thank you very much for your response. Now, I'm thinking about a March primary election. If the primary elections of Fresno County Board of Supervisors in the district were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, her heir, Diane Bros, D on board, AC, Gary Brandfield, a businessman, and City Council Member Paul Dixon, CPA, a County Assessor's Recorder, and Steve Albando, County Supervisor, a businessman. For whom will you vote? Bruce Herrera, Diane Bros, Gary Bowden, a businessman, and City Council Members Paul Dixon, CPA, and County Assessor's Recorder, to Steve Bowden, and County Supervisor and businessman. Who will you actually choose? Bryce Herrera, Diane.
You listed off a whole bunch of names, but I have no idea who I'm going to vote for that office.
Okay, undecided. You'll say.
Yeah, undecided. I haven't had a chance to look at the balance. I don't really know
Oh, okay, I see. Understandable. Well, if the elections were held today and you had the, you know, to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Bryce Herrera, Diane, but you did said that this is not, not familiar with them, right? But let me go ahead and mention them. Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council, member Paul Dichters, CPA, and county assessors, recorders to Steve Bandels, and county supervisor as businessman. Who will you choose?
Yeah, I really don't. I have no idea.
Okay. So we're going to choose undecided because you did mention that you don't know yet who, right? Okay. So how will you... Correct. How will you rate the job being done by Steve Bandels as county supervisor, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good? Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and how will you rate the job being done by Gary Bramfields as Fresno City council members? Okay, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Let's see here. And move on. So thinking again, just the March primary, I am going to read to some descriptions of the candidates for Fresno County supervisors for each. Please tell me if you will be more or less like to vote for this kind of candidates. Okay.
Which office?
Beg your pardon?
Which office was it you were talking about?
Okay, so let me read it again. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read the use some descriptions of the candidates for Fresno County supervisors for each. Please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidates, okay? So, yes, will you be more than less likely to vote for this kind of candidates, March or more likely, a candidate who is also 80 years old, okay, a candidate that is, say, 80 years more, much more likely or somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely, much less likely.
You said 80 years old, less likely.
Less likely? Okay, let's see here. And in candidate, who is the Democrat, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely, okay. And a candidate who will be... bring more affordable high-density housing opinions of North Fresno, such as apartments, buildings, and condos. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Probably somewhat more likely.
Okay. And the candidate who votes for to double the trash collection free for Fresno residents, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And candidates who has led the offered the removal of pornographic materials from the county library, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Remove what from the county library?
Yes, this is to remove pornographic material from the county library.
Oh, well, the pornographic materials don't belong in the county library. I mean, people should have to pay for that stuff.
Okay, so what would your opinion be? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Someone who would remove the pornographic materials?
Okay, so that will be a, okay, so you want me to read that again? A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Much more likely.
Okay, I see. And a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Oh, I missed. All right, so the candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Much more likely?
A candidate who will what now?
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Much more likely? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely? Or much less likely?
Sorry, I'm trying to drive and ask your questions at the same time. But somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Okay, thanks. Okay, we're almost done. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with viewers of relations and lowers business taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. All right. So we're almost done here. And next, I'm going to read you a statement about three of the candidates who, for county supervisors. After each one, please tell me if this is good chance or a fair chance, or a small chance or no chance you will vote for that candidate, okay? And Steve Barton, currently Steve as county supervisor, where he was a supportable local business, cut red tapes and lowest taxes. Brown has defended North Fresno from high densities and snooting and fought and kept tax dollars investing our neighborhoods and brought us in a MAGA Republican who has led affordable frame removes pornographic materials from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, will you say there is a good chance or fair chance, a small chance or no chance, will you vote for Steve?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to have to cut this call short because I'm trying to find some places. I apologize for this. I just have to do my job. I'll talk
to you
later.
Okay, well, hello. Mira,
cuando quieras así la mitad, la llamada.
Ah, ¿te colgó?
Sí.
Okay, 72.
Uh-huh.
Try to call him back.
No, he's driving. He said, you know what, I can continue with the call.
No,
72?
No. You take a screenshot.
Okay.
Screenshot.
Okay.
Then you write to Carlos. Oh, no,
screenshot.
No. The screenshot already. Go to Oscar Reyes. First of all, you see it. That's it right there, huh? Okay. Right now.
No.